car won't start and you have to get it out of the garage, how do you move it?
Push it.
What would you call, well, let's say you wanted somebody to take a box that weighed 20 or 30 pounds and you wanted it moved from here to some other place, what would you tell them to do?
I'd just ask them to move that box for me, please.
How?
Pick it up.
Pick it up and
carry it.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there I'm looking for tote. I've heard you say carry before, so.
That's dying out.
Yeah.
Tote. Don't hear it very often.
Well, we were talking about porch. Well, I had an interesting experience with a man down by, I think I mentioned this man at Broken Bow. He was, in his late 70s. He said he always called it a porch. And he did regularly. He was telling me about an experience in his childhood. He said he was asleep on the gallery. And the childhood term came out. It was a gallery when he was a boy, and now it's a porch.
Well, he had probably picked that up from an Easterner.
His wife was a porcher, too, though. No, you mean the gallery?
Uh-huh.
He came in from Alabama when he was very young. He may have brought it with him.
Could have. I wouldn't associate it with that section of the country, though.
If you have something out here that you are afraid children will get into, and you see them going over it, going to put their hands in it, what would you say to them?
I'd say no.
No, don't.
Don't touch.
In football, a team scores 6 points when the ball goes across the
goal.
What do you call that game where you carry a bag of clubs and hit a little white ball around?
Golf.
Pasture pool, huh?
Pasture pool. That's a slang expression for it.
If we're going to carry something together, let's say you put your hands around your end of the thing and you want me to put my hands around my end of it, what would you tell me to do?
Get a hold of that.
Mm-hmm. And when we get where we're going and you want me to take my hands away?
Turn it loose.